two fist widths away from two microphones. The one microphone is the FAR 47 in the large big body U-47 replica. It's using an RK-47 capsule and a dual triode CCDA amplifier, and believe it or not, a Chinese transformer, but it has lots of good capacitors in it. The other microphone is the FAR 87, which uses the new RK-87 capsule, a two transistor amplifier with transformer output. We've modified the RF section on the output, the RF protection circuit, so that it's more like a U87. It doesn't get in the way of the audio the way most of these Apex mics seem to do. And we put good polystyrene caps in it. And most importantly, we've equalized the preamp so that it corrects for the rising frequency response of a properly built 87 capsule. So, what we're comparing is a microphone with a flat internal preamp and a capsule designed to be pretty flat as they could make it, and one where, in the case of the U87 U67 design, they purposely made the capsule go rising in response after 2 kilohertz and then compensate it rising response by bringing the preamp response down in exactly the opposite amount above 2K. The result gives you the classic U87 sound. It does tend to roll off the extreme high end, so that there is really not very much happening beyond 15 kilohertz. In fact, it's only flat to about 12 or 13 kilohertz. But that's part of the sound, and we're trying to emulate it. She sells seashells by the seashore because the seashore contains all the seashells.